Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest. Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into his rest. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea. It belongs to him, for the dry land too, for it was formed by his hand. Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest. Come then, let us bow down in worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not go stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness when at Meribah and Massah. They challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest. Praise the eternal Lord, ye heavens, adore him. Praise him, angels in the height. Sun and moon rejoice before him. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Worlds his mighty voice obeyed, laws which never shall be broken. For their guidance he has made. Praise the Lord, for he is glorious, never shall his promise fail. God has made his saints victorious, sin and death shall not prevail. Praise the Lord of our salvation, host on high his power proclaim. Heaven, earth, and all creation praise and magnify his name. Worship, honor, glory, blessing, Lord, we offer unto thee. Young and old, thy praise expressing, in glad homage bend the knee. All the saints in heaven adore thee, we would bow before thy throne. As thine angels serve before thee, so on earth thy will be done. The Lord summons heaven and earth to witness his judgment on his people. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Zion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment on his people. Summon before me my people who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord summons heaven and earth to witness his judgment on his people. Come to me in your distress, and I will save you. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky, all that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you, and you shall honor me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, will be forever. Amen. Come to me in your distress, and I will save you. A sacrifice of praise will give me glory. But God says to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law, and throw my words to the winds? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You who sit and malign your brother, and slander your own mother's son. You do this, and should I keep silent? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you, and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, because Jesus, your servant, became obedient even unto death, his sacrifice was greater than all holocaust of old. Accept the sacrifice of praise we offer you through him, and may we show the effects of it in our lives by striving to do your will until our entire life becomes an adoration in spirit and truth. A sacrifice of praise will give me glory. We are always praying earnestly for you, that you may have a deep knowledge of God's will. Today's scripture reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. Thus says the Lord God, lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. I will draw near to you for judgment, and I will be swift to bear witness against the sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, those who defraud the hired men of his wages, against those who defraud the widows and the orphans, those who turn aside the stranger, and those who do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. Surely I, the Lord, do not change, nor do you cease to be the sons of Jacob. Since the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Yet you say, how must we return? Dare a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. And you say, how do we rob you in tithes and in offerings. You are indeed accursed, for you, the whole nation, rob me. Bring the entire tithe into your storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me in this, says the Lord of hosts. Shall I not open for you the floodgates of heaven to pour down blessing upon you without measure? For your sake, I will forbid the locusts to destroy your crops, and the vine of the field will not be barren, says the Lord of hosts. Then all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. You have defied me in word, says the Lord. Yet you asked, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God, and what do we profit by keeping his command and going about in our penitential dress in awe of the Lord of hosts? Rather, we must call the proud blessed, for indeed evildoers prosper, and even tempt God with impunity. Then they who fear the Lord spoke with one another, and the Lord listened attentively, and a record book was written before him of those who fear the Lord and trust in his name. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, my own special possession, on the day I take action. And I will have compassion on them, as a man has compassion on his son who serves him. Then you will again see the distinction between the just and the wicked, between him who serves God and him who does not serve him. For lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Sun of Justice with its healing rays, and you will gamble like calves out of the stall and tread down the wicked. They will become ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I take action, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses my servant, which I enjoined upon him on Horeb, the statutes and ordinances for all Israel. Lo, I send you Elijah the prophet before the day of the Lord comes, the great and terrible day, to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with doom. The word of the Lord. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. The Lord whom you seek shall enter his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire shall come. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way. The Lord whom you seek shall enter his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire shall come. Our second reading today is from the Pastoral Constitution on the Church in the Modern World by the Second Vatican Council. The way in which the earthly and the heavenly city impenetrate each other can be recognized only by faith. Indeed, it remains a mystery of human history. That is, of a history always troubled by sin until the glory of the sons of God is fully revealed. As she pursues her appointed goal of bringing salvation to men, the Church not only communicates the divine life to mankind, but also in some measure reflects the light of that life over the entire world. She does this especially through her work of restoring and enhancing the dignity of the human person, of strengthening the fabric of human society, and of enriching the daily activity of men with a deeper meaning and importance. The Church believes that in this way, she can make a great contribution through individual members and the community as a whole, bringing toward a greater humanity to the family of men and to its history. While the Church helps the world and herself receives much from the world, she has one object in view: the coming of God's kingdom and the salvation of the entire human race. Every good that the people of God in the course of its earthly pilgrimage can confer on the family of men derives from the fact that the Church is the universal sacrament of salvation, revealing and at the same time bringing into operation the mystery of God's love for man. The Word of God, through whom all things were made, was made flesh so that as perfect man, he might save all men and bring all things into unity. The Lord is the final end of human history, the point toward which the aspirations of history and civilization are moving, the focus of the human race, the joy of all hearts, and the fulfillment of their desires. He it is whom the Father has raised from the dead, lifted up on high, and set at his right hand, appointing him judge of the living and the dead. In his Spirit we have been brought to life and gathered into unity, and so make our pilgrim way toward the goal of human history, a goal in complete harmony with the loving plan of God to make all things one in Christ, the things in heaven and the things on earth. The Lord himself says, "See, I am coming soon. I bring my recompense with me to give everyone what his deeds deserve. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." God sent his word and proclaimed the good news of his peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. There is no salvation in anyone else. God appointed him to judge the living and the dead. He is Lord of all. There is no salvation in anyone else. Let us pray. Lord, our help and guide, make your love the foundation of our lives. May our love for you express itself in our eagerness to do good for others. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks.